Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back. It is 2 p.m. Eastern on a Friday when we are recording this, which means it's time for another Kick-Ass Career Conversation. I am Kim.
I'm Louise.
And we're joined today by...
Jen Myers of the 90 Day Divas.
Jen, we're so glad you are here at this ungodly hour of 6 a.m. where you are. It's a little later where we are. So
there you go. There you go. Hey, I was loving the intro music, though. That was kind of pumping me up. It's 6 a.m. in New Zealand, and I need a little bit of energy.
There you go. It's caffeine for the brain. Just getting a little jazzy there.
And real caffeine, too.
There we go. We're going to let the world know about you and the 90 Day Divas in just a little bit. But we want to start today like we start every day. What are we celebrating? Louise?
I feel like I have a lot to celebrate this week. So I'm going to just pick a nugget and talk about one because, I mean, there's a ton. Pop on in, Carol.
Hi. Sorry about that. I was trying to get it.
No, we're so glad that you're here. We are starting off with celebrations, how we start every week. And then we'll introduce the two of you in just a second.
Yeah, I'm really celebrating. I'm still going to celebrate my improv class. I'm really celebrating myself this week and doing something. I've talked before on the podcast about it and how super scary that is for me to be not just in front of people, but to like be able to like think off the top of your head without thinking. And it is super scary. And I laughed so hard last night. It was so much fun that just bringing more joy into my life and being challenged at the same time. I'm pretty proud of myself I keep showing up and I keep doing the stuff, breaking out in a little sweat sometimes, but having a lot of fun doing it. So that's me. Jen, what are you celebrating this week?
Oh my goodness. What am I celebrating this week? I kind of feel like you. There's always lots of stuff to be thankful for. I would say I am celebrating my husband and I making progress on painting the outside of our house. So we are like hardcore DIYers and we've got this 1969 mid-century modern place down here that we have just been redoing over the last 4 years. And yeah, we've made it to the outside and it's starting to look good.
Yay! Congratulations.
I love that.
You know how hard that is.
I do. That's near and dear to my heart. I have an old home too. And so this is like one of my...
I love that wall.
Yeah. Just like really getting in and making something old new again, right? Like giving it a new life and appreciating it completely differently. So
satisfying because it's so visual. Is. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that too, but I like to pay somebody to do it for me.
Some days I think you're smarter than I am. Yeah.
No. I actually envy people who have that drive because I'm like, how cool could it be to like, I'm like, yeah, no, I barely can garden. So there we have it. Carol, what are you celebrating this week?
Hey, I'm celebrating being here with you guys. Yay.
Yay. You made it at 6:04 a.m.
Yeah, well, actually, I've been online since 3 a.m. I'm doing another course on another platform. So, yeah, I've been up for a while now. But, yeah, it's wonderful to be here. And I think the other thing is, you know, I'm celebrating being a bit more active in my body. I've incorporated in a second wind workout. So get up in the morning, do a workout, and then do something else in the afternoon. It's taken me ages to do this, like to be consistent. And it's just like with any new habit, right? It takes a while for it to embed. Mm-hmm. And we get so impatient. I've been so impatient and hard on myself because I've been like, you've got to do that thing. You see, keep telling yourself you're going to do that thing. Where is this agreement with yourself? All right, you know. And now it's like, oh, I've actually had 4 days of doing it. Good girl, Carol. You're doing it. That's awesome.
No, sorry. Yeah, you are.
That's awesome. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. What am I celebrating this week? I'm celebrating May. I am celebrating, as terrifying it is as it is, being in the fifth month of the year. And terrifying, I mean that only by not necessarily how fast time seems to be going in terms of what quote unquote was missed. I'm trying to formulate this into words when it's just a feeling. It's the fact that in 3 months I'm going to be living somewhere else and I don't know where that is. Like, that's terrifying. That's the terrifying part for me. But I'm excited that it's May because the energy, like I feel the energetic shift. I feel the change. And it's exciting. I always love it when things feel like they're opening up. And that's what I have felt like the last couple of days of April and definitely into May. Like, things are opening, things are picking up speed, and it in an exciting way. So that's what I'm celebrating this week.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Mercury retrograde just changed too. So that would have had a,
For sure. We're still in the shadow for until early next week, but definitely that kind of big release. And then we had Pluto go retrograde. Well, we're not going to geek out so much on that, but yeah, yes, 100% has a lot to do with it. And that's the energy I'm feeling.
Are you talking about Mercury again? Is that what you're talking about?
That's what she said. She said Mercury just went direct. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, it's direct. You can like it.
I like that. I don't like when it's the other place.
No. We're in the shadow, so there's still some stuff happening. But yeah, sorry.
I just know my life goes like weird. And then Kim says, oh, well, that's Mercury. And I'm like, Mercury, I tell you, it could just stay going in one direction all the time. My life would be a lot easier.
You wouldn't like it. You got to have the contrast.
100%. And what I need to do, Louise, is actually find out where Mercury, what house Mercury is for you, because that could also, we could find ways for it to be less crunchy if we know what house it's in for you.
Wow. I know. Ooh, crunchy. Yeah. See, that's kind of our topic today.
Well, but let me introduce who we're talking to, sweetheart. jumping. May energy, I'm telling you, it's all jump ahead, jump around. All right, I'm done. So we have two of the three 90 Day Divas with us today. We have Jen and Carol, and Lucy is doing something wonderful with her husband, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning, so no worries. But two of the three lovely 90 Day Divas are here to guide us out of overwhelm, help those of you who are interested get back in track in your businesses, and help you receive more money in your bank account all in 90 days. So if you couldn't tell from their accents, they are based in New Zealand, and they're a group of three successful businesswomen with unique talents and skill sets, i.e. superpowers, who serve clients all over the globe in the areas of personal growth, business, and leadership, as well as marketing and technological know-how. They joined forces to help people realize their power that they have to bring to their businesses and bring them back to life. We are so glad that you are joining us here today.
That was tingly.
Right? It's exciting. But how did you get here? Not here on the podcast. How did each of you, let's start with Carol. Carol, how did you get to be a 90 Day Diva? Like, what brought you into that space?
Well, I just said, hey, I want to be a diva, and boom, it just happened.
Look at that, manifester.
No, I've been sort of on a, you know, personal growth journey for years and years and years. Always been interested in the mind and all that sort of stuff and human development and stuff. And it was actually Lucy that we, you know, need to blame for the 90 Day Divas coming together, because she reached out to Jen, and I already knew Jen through another networking group, but we hadn't really connected. We knew each other. It's sort of like we'd seen each other across the room, but we hadn't stopped and, you know, had a chat. And then Lucy was the one that said, approached Jen, and then the three of us, you know, sort of came together, and from there it's just been, the history is made. That was over 2 years ago now, and yeah, we like to call it a business love story, because, you know, that's what it is. We just, you know, love on each other and really enjoy each other's company, and, you know, we really get each other and we have each other's back. And I guess the thing too is that, you know, we're all individually successful in our own right, but being on your own can be lonely, and, you know, there's only yourself to talk to and it's always up to you. You know, it's always up to you to get that thing done, to do that, you know, whatever's got to be done. And with the three of us, we've really found that we can go further you know, was the three of us, because we can delegate and we can, you know, work out who's got their strengths, who's got their weaknesses, and we have each other's, you know, fill in the gaps for each other. So it's, yeah, it's been really cool. Yeah.
Totally. It's one of those things where it's like divide and conquer, right? There's no way in my business doing, you know, working the way that I worked and being the solopreneur, that I could have done all of the stuff that we have in play right now, all the balls that we've got in the air. So yeah, that's been really cool. And yeah, Lucy, whenever Lucy tells the story, this is the only bad thing about her not being here today. She's very good at telling the story, but no, we were at a networking, it was during COVID. And so we were networking online, and Lucy and I were in the same, I don't know, networking group. They broke us up into these little small groups. And we like to say our eyes met across the ether, and we're like, oh, I like her energy. I need to get to know her better. So yeah, it was funny. We had a chat afterward, and there's just, you know, I've examined the three of us with our relationship and wrote an article about it, but it's all about same values, same mission, really respecting each other. And I think there's no egos in our threesome, which I was a little bit worried about because I've got a strong personality. I think all three of us have strong personalities and opinions. And, you know, I was a little bit worried in the beginning how that was going to work. How are we really going to fit in and work in with each other? And it really has not been an issue ever, has it, Carol? Yeah.
No, never. We've never had anything where, I mean, we've certainly disagreed on things, but it's respectful. You know, it's never trying to pull another person apart or down or anything like that. You know, it's, And I think that's it. True too, Jen. I think we've all quite self-aware, I suppose, and I think that's a big key to it. You know, not, you said the values. If you're looking to collaborate with someone else, it's all about values. And you guys would have found the same thing, right, with you two. You know, you agree on, you know, those basic things that mean the most to you.
Yep.
Yeah, it is better together. And it does get very, very lonely. And that's not just in business, right? Like when I talk to my clients too around leadership and career, like it feels very lonely. And sometimes, you know, when you do venture to talk to somebody you know about what it is you're doing or where you're struggling, they're full of opinions and full of shoulds, right? And then that even feels lonelier. And so when you can connect in a mastermind or a group of folks that are that do share those same values, there's just this synergy, this thing that is kind of created. And knowing that you're not alone allows you to kind of take that next scary step forward, because you know it's not so scary. Somebody else has just done it, or they're right there beside you.
100%.
Yeah.
So when we think about kind of, Louise and I just had an opportunity, as you know, to be in person together. We actually were sitting in the same space together, which was really phenomenal because we don't get to do that halfway a country apart all the time. Being in those spaces, it's like all of the overwhelm, all of the things that had been built up and coming up for, and I know the three of you aren't physically close either, if I remember correctly, but all of that stuff that can kind of build up can start to feel a little overwhelming. And we're talking about this thing of stepping out of overwhelm, but I'd love to start the conversation from this place of collaboration. Because when we think of stepping out of overwhelm, I immediately go to, well, who can help me see my way through, right? And Louise is definitely one of those people for me. And so I'm wondering if that's something that you've also noticed as you've been building 90 Day Divas, but even in what you do for yourselves, like, is that collaboration, is that coming together something that has helped you step out of overwhelm, or does it create more overwhelm?
I definitely don't think it creates more overwhelm. I think it's, you know, yeah, occasionally when, because we're all ideas people, so we'll all bring new ideas to the table. And just like you guys, we get together once or twice a year physically to do some planning and to create strategy and to air the ideas and to brainstorm. And sometimes when those come up, we'll have so many things that we want to do that we can fall into a little bit of overwhelm, like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do that? And then Carol always backs it up and says, whoa, it's not necessarily the how, it's the who. So how are we going to divide up, you know, who's going to do what piece of this so we can actually bring it forward? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, totally, 100%. Mm. And it's, is this going to serve the audience? You know, is it going to have the impact we want it to have. But I think it's some of those questions, isn't it, to ask yourself, you know, what impact will it have for me? Like, is it going to work for me? Is it going to work? And that should be first. You know, is it going to work for me? And then, you know, is it going to work for the audience or the people I'm serving? And then finally, what space have we got? And then, and if the answers are no across that, then it's a no. Don't try and keep, I think we do this thing where we try and keep pushing, you know, the crap up the hill all the time. It's like, why do we do that with a big crap, you know, set of it on our back as well? And we're all, you know, like, why do we do that sort of stuff? You know, like, it's like, just let it go. Okay, let's just focus on what's really important right now. Yeah, I think that's the thing, you know. And then, of course, that's what I, well, you know, more stuff's going in your bag that you don't need.
Because we learn that. We soak that up from the people around us and the, you know, when we're young and all that good stuff that, you know, just work hard. The harder you work, the, you know, you'll get there. So at least that's what I heard when I was a young person and teenager. And yeah.
It's so interesting, Carol, you said like all those great questions are not how questions, right? Mm-hmm. All those great questions are like what? They're like, who? They're like, why? Right? Those are great questions. How is a horrible question and can contribute to overwhelm because we get stuck there. We get stuck in the future. We get stuck trying to like how it all plays out. And the howing actually prevents us, I think, from being our whole resourceful, creative selves, because we kind of give away some of that power to some future how that we can't even touch.
Yeah, 100%. And like Jen says, we like to say who, we like to go, because our mind, like you say, will go straight to how. Well, I want to do that thing. How are we going to do it? And of course, that's like chopping off the creativity. As soon as you go to how, there's no creative juices going to flow there, because how is the analytical side of the brain. It's not the creative side of the brain. So how is not going to really serve you at that point. It has a purpose down the track, but, you know, straight off, it's who's going to be able to help me do it? Because that's really the answer every time. Nobody ever did anything alone that was impactful, you know. And like you say, we are, creatures that need to be within community. That's kind of who we are, you know.
Yeah. Another who question.
Who are we, ladies?
Yeah. Who are we? Know thyself. Where I always start is know thyself, right? And then what is the experience that you're having now? And then what is the experience that you want to be having in the future? Because right, sometimes that who can get really, I love that question. And I know that sometimes that can feel really scary, particularly for people who are used to doing things alone. And that's true for people who are leaders in their own businesses, as well as organizational leaders, right? Well, I have to do this. And there's so much proving energy that comes with that, proving that we're the ones that can make this thing happen. And so taking it even a step back before we ask that who, I love, and that who is so important, because no, we don't do it alone and we don't do it in isolation, and nor should we, right? That's not where creativity dies in our own brains. Like that's not true, but that just felt like a totally not true. And it feels like, right, when we have an opportunity to be in conversation with others, whether it's verbal communication or otherwise, that's where creativity, I think, blossoms. There we go. It can live in our brains, but blossom. I'm going to stop now. Louise, do you have a question?
I think, but you're right. You've got some point there around creativity, because we do need to express it. It's got to, it's got to start somewhere, but it always gets magnetized when we're around others who can help the creative stuff happen, and when we express it. So if it's writing or you know, drama or acting, whatever, you know, like at the end of the day, it's got to come out. It can't stay in here.
Yes, there we go. That's exactly what I was saying.
Of course it was. I got it.
And the other people who you're talking to and expressing it to, they just make it better, right? Don't they? Because they add in their own unique perspective and their own, oh, I really love that. But why don't we, you know, try this with it. I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. It's brilliant. Yeah, love brainstorming. Mm.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Mm. So the 90 Day Divas, you come together and you have, I want to talk a little bit about this challenge that you're putting out into the world, because it feeds into this together is better, because now you're bringing together a whole group of people who really want to change the way they are showing up in their business or in their careers. So tell us a little bit about this challenge that you have going on, because I think this all feeds into what we're talking about.
Go, Carol. Cool.
Yeah, so it's the 9K in 9 days challenge. And we've just really picked those numbers because we're the 90 Day Divas, and 9 is a completion number in numerology, right? So 1 is a starting number, 9 is a completion number. So why wouldn't you want to, you know, complete, you know, what you're doing? But it doesn't mean that you have to subscribe to make 9K in 9 days. You might decide that you only $1,000 feels better to you, or just, you know, having an increase, a percentage feels better, you know. But it's actually about building the confidence around earning money and having the confidence to accept and bring in money to your business and to yourself. So it's that law of allowing, you know, like it's actually like abundance is everywhere, and it's actually breaking down some of those barriers that I can't, or why me, or that kind of thing, and saying, well, actually you can, and you know, we can help you, and the community can help you. And it's that collaboration again, that piece of the hive mind. You know, when we're all together, the hive mind starts to create up and the juices start to flow, and this happened for me, and momentum starts to track, and you know, it's all that sort of stuff. So but the basis of it is to really give women and men, some cool men who want to come in, you know, like at the end of the day, you know, we'll take the cool men as well. But you know, like to really give that confidence that because once you know that, you know, you've been capable of, you know, earning $1,000, you know, like, wow, I can do that. And then what would that do for your family? What would that do for, you know, your business? What would that do, you know, for yourself, you know, if you got an extra $1,000, you know, in 9 days?
And it may not come from work, or it may not come from what you do in your business. It could come from other places. So our goal with it is really over the 9 days to really seed every day a new idea of where could you receive money from? Right. There's a number of different places you could, you know, go clear out the stuff that's been clogging up your closet for the last year that you keep looking at, you never put on, and take it down and, you know, take it to the consignment shop and see how much you get for that. There's just heaps of different ideas that we really want to put out there and get women into action to begin receiving from different areas, right? Different spaces. So it's getting creative. It's giving them a different idea and a different task every day, and coming back together and saying, sweet, in that community that we've got going, to say, hey, what was your success today? What happened?
Mm. Yeah. And removing those blocks, because, you know, we've all got blocks to various things, but certainly, you know, we've been given a money story. We've been, you know, a lot of stuff's been sort of handed to us around money, and you know, it's been able to recognize some of those things, because then when you can see it, you can change it. You know, when you can recognize, I've got a block here, who is that voice in my head that tells me that people who make money are bad? Oh, who is that? Well, that was Auntie Kay, who had a really strong opinion when I was 6 years old, and holy guacamole, I've still got it in there. You know, like, yeah. So that kind of thing. Yeah.
So you're talking about learning the art of receiving.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is so challenging and can create these blocks to getting past overwhelm, to finding clarity, to finding abundance, to moving into spaces that feel better for us, right? That give us the freedom, the joy, the peace that we're looking for.
Yes.
And why do you think it's so hard for us to receive?
Well, I think it's the base in those stories. It's really, really the basis of, you know, we're all born naked and the same. Right. And then the world gets a hold of us, and, you know, all the things that start to come on board that we take on, you know, it changes us, and it makes us what we think it makes us who we are. but really who we are is so innate. You know, we were born worthy. We were born, you know, to have whatever we want to have. And once we start to live and breathe and let go of some of those stories and live into that, it's amazing how, you know, nature's intelligence comes along and supports us in those next steps and those next steps.
It's the worthiness piece, the worthiness question, you know, clarifying for our own selves. Do I deserve that? Do I think I deserve that? Of course I deserve that. Why wouldn't I deserve that?
Yeah, and it's, I love that we've titled this episode Stepping, like, because there's an action, right? Mm-hmm. There's an action that we take that can shift how we show up in our business, how we show up receiving, how we show up. And often it's that the inaction, right? Like, or we think we're doing the things, right? It looks like action on the outside because we're busy doing this and that and this and that. Yet we haven't actually even moved inside, right? We haven't actually been intentional about what it is that we actually want to be bringing into our space and our lives. And I think that's that block. And sometimes it's action, like physical action, that can help reduce the overwhelm, but it's doing something different. Right? It's like joining the challenge, doing something different, being around different people, right? Seeing things differently. And sometimes, right? And I've said before on this show is like, just do anything, right? When you're stuck, do anything different. Like the tiniest thing, right? Carol, like the tiniest habit, right? That you can change. And all of a sudden you can stack a habit on a habit. And then you're 4 days into this cool, right, movement challenge that you have for yourself. And you're like, what was I doing 5 days ago? Because I didn't have it then, but I have it now. And so it's that idea. Like, I love this word stepping, because it just feels like movement. And when we're overwhelmed and we're stuck in our business or our careers, it's actually like we're stagnant and we just can't find our way out.
Yeah. Louise, I was listening to a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I can't even remember because it's so early in the morning. I can't remember what it was, but
we'll give you a pass.
Oh, thank you for that. And I don't even remember most of what this guy read out, but the title of it was, and I'm sure you've possibly heard it, Do the Thing. And he read out this laundry list of, you know, writing down what you're going to do isn't doing the thing. And writing a banger post about how you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Telling your friends that you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. What do you need to do to do the thing? And it was one of those things that just really struck home when I heard it that day. I'm like, it's so true. Because we talk about all the crap we're going to do. And yeah, do we do most of it?
Right. Totally. And it's a choice, isn't it? It's a choice in the moment. You know, I could have chosen yesterday not to go on my walk at, you know, 4:30 or whatever. It was getting cold, it was getting dark, and you know, I was like, oh well, I have already been to Pilates today and that's pretty good, and you know, but oh, I've got this little thing, you know, I'm doing this thing, aren't I? I'm gonna do the second wind workout. This is the walk. Come on, let's go. And then I like, oh well, I need to do this. And I was procrastinating and like, you're procrastinating again. Get your butt in the car. You know, in the car, I go out with the dogs and away I went, you know. And then when I'm there, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go on a short thing. No, we're here now. Let's go on the big one. You know, like the whole time there's this little conversation going on. It's just so bizarre.
You're coaching yourself through.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a few weeks ago, we had this wonderful running coach on the show, Coach G, and I was like, wow, I've wanted to run my whole life, but my motto has been, I don't run unless I'm being chased. And even then I'm probably not running, but I see runners and I go, why am I not doing that? Why has that never been me? And so she had one that was starting the following Monday, right? We do this on Friday. She had the thing starting the following Monday. I'm like, I'm going to go do the thing. And now, right, I do have that as she calls it, a trickster brain, right? That voice in my head who's like, well, if you don't do it today, nobody's gonna know. I mean, nobody knows. And it's true, nobody would know that I didn't do it that day. I would know that I didn't do it that day. And if I want to do the thing, then I have to do the thing.
And it is with this concept of overwhelm, the amount of that's what I could be doing. I could be running. That could be who I am as a person. I could be taking, you know, doing Pilates and going for a walk. I could be painting the outside of my house. I could be renovating. I could be finding a vacation home. Like whatever those things are that we're saying still live in our brains, even though we're not taking action. And the more of those things that we have that stick to our brains when we're not taking action, that's where the overwhelm, like part of where the overwhelm is coming from. Because there's so much noise. And it's like, take action. And then some of that noise gets quieter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Right?
Totally. Well, you know, over 60,000 thoughts a day, you know, like
almost. It's crazy. You know,
that's crazy.
So, I'm twice that.
Yeah. No wonder we're so tired, you know, like because, you know, we've had all those thoughts going on. And then 95% are the same thoughts we had yesterday. And of that, 80% is negative.
Yep.
Mm. So the negativity bias is really strong in all of us. And so when we know that, then it's like, well, that's the old me, you know, that's the me of yesterday. The new me goes for the walk. Because that's what I've made the agreement to do, you know. And if you don't keep those agreements with yourself, the integrity gap gets bigger and bigger. And you have this whole thing where you can't trust yourself because you said you're going to do that thing. Because you know what it's like if you have a relationship with someone and they say they're going to do something and they don't, you lose a bit of trust. Well, that's the same that's going on inside of you when you're keeping those agreements. And if your thoughts, your words, and your actions aren't in alignment, you're leaking energy.
Nobody wants to leak energy. It's gross.
Yeah.
Terribly messy.
Well, that's even in like the word overwhelm, right? Is overflowing, right? Like it absolutely is.
Over. Like looking at the word, I'm like, I don't see overflow, but I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Over, right? Like, and that's yep. What did we do, right? We play over and over those negative stories and it just keeps filling up that bucket where we can't access it. We can't access ourselves. I heard this really cool analogy earlier this week kind of about this. And it's like when we're feeling stuck and stagnant, it's like a stagnant pool of water, right? Like if we're not moving, that water stays there and then it starts to stink after a while, right? And it grows stuff we don't want it to grow. And now we don't even want to get close to it because like, who knows, right? What's dead and dying in there. And we don't add more water to a stagnant pool to get it to be clear. What we do is we want to run water through it, right? We want to create this flow of water so that we have this crisp energy going through again that we can now fully access. And now it grows things, it smells nice, the birds come back, right? It's all of these things, but we often see this thing that's not working and we're like, I'm just going to try more. I'm going to put more energy in that thing that's not working. And when we can step back for a minute and say, okay, well, how do I actually get flow through there? How do I become more flexible or adaptable? How do I look at something more creatively so that we can actually bust open that stagnant pool and get more fresh water in so that we can fully access what we have?
So what are some of the steps that when people show up in your worlds in overwhelm, what are some of the steps? What are some of the tips that you have for them? And Louise, we can share ours as well, that to kind of help them start to shake that loose.
Yeah, it's really kind of, I was going to say too, Louise, a second ago, you're talking about the, you know, putting more water into the pool, the stagnant pool. Most of the time, many times, we just avoid the stagnant pool. So it's like, ooh, that's stinky. I don't want to get anywhere near that. I'm going to walk around that. So I'm not going to think about, you know, the issue that I need to really face. I'm not going to talk about that in the conversation with my loved one or whatever that might be. And yeah, it just gets worse and worse. We're really good at avoiding. Getting out of overwhelm, getting unstuck. I think for me, I've got a brain that kind of works logically, quite logically. So it's, you know, if someone is feeling overwhelmed, usually it's because they're looking at a giant project or a giant change or something that needs to happen and they don't know where to start. So for me, it's easiest, it's natural for me to think, okay, how do we break that down? What is the first step of where it is you want to start going, right? If they know where they want to go, which is the whole other side of the piece, which Carol's really great at helping people sort out. What do you want? Once they understand what they want, then it's, you know, how do we break that down into steps where you can get some small wins along the way and continually make little baby steps of progress and feel good about it and actually move forward.
Yeah, I totally agree, Jen. It's the little pieces. It's the little steps, because we think we want to get over there, and that's where the overwhelm's coming, because, you know, we want that thing that's way over there, you know, and it's about bringing it closer. What is something to bring that thing closer to me? Because what you're seeking is seeking you. And I love that little saying, you know, it's like, well, yeah, so how can anything seek me if I don't know what I want? You know, like, so we've got to get clear on that. And even if what I want is not to feel so overwhelmed, great. Well, we know that we don't want to feel so overwhelmed. Let's look at what we can do, like Jen says, the first little step. But I also think it's like recognizing that, you know, the fear. What is the fear that's really in the basis of this? Because that's where the overwhelm, you know, that's what the basis of overwhelm is. You know, it's we're fearful. We're either fearful of letting go of what we have, like losing what we have, or fearful of taking the step forward into the thing that we need to move towards. So if I get clear on that, then, oh, it's not going to be quite so bad if I just take that tiny step and put my tiny little foot in, you know, and it will be okay. It will be okay if I let go of that thing, you know, because it isn't serving me. And I know that doing that thing's not serving me. You know, I know that, you know, drinking a whole bottle of wine is not serving me. You know, I'm dealing with my stress because I'm drinking wine. And you know, often people who are in overwhelm or in that thing, they're using some of those tools rather than the good tools for themselves and their body. And then waking up the next day, you know, feeling even worse than they were yesterday because they've taken a sleeping pill and they've drunk their bottle of wine just to try and get out of overwhelm. But now I'm even more overwhelmed. The nervous system can't handle it. I mean, at the end of the day, we've got to get it healthy. We've got to get it feeling good. And, you know, part of it is, okay, well, we know that that's not working. So what could I do to replace it? What can I do? Like we were talking about before, Louise, with the little habits. What's just one little tiny habit? What's just one little, maybe I just won't buy the wine and then it won't be there. Or, you know, maybe I'll instead of having a glass of wine to deal with my stress, I'm going to go out for my walk. Or, you know, I'm going to go, you know, talk to my friend, or, you know, I'm going to flick a quick text to my coach and say, it's back again, this feeling. Okay, great. Now let's go through the quick strategies, you know? Yeah, but I think it's also recognizing that we need help, you know, and sometimes we're trying to sit in there and trying to work it out ourselves. Well, actually, just reach out. It's okay to reach out. It's not a weakness. How faster can you get it through and done, you know, when you ask for help? Rather than sitting in it. How long is it going to take? You're going to sit in it for another year. You're going to be another year down the track, and now you're two bottles in. Whoa, look at that.
this is getting pretty grim, Carol.
I was going to say, that just got dark fast.
This is me. This is me like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
I was going to say, that's reality, though, right? It's it's whether it's the two bottles or it's something else. It's time does, you know, I started by saying what I was celebrating was being in May. And then I was like, ooh, which is a little freaky too at the same time, because time does pass. Like it's just going to keep doing its thing. What are we choosing to do within it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just, I was like, that got dark.
You know, I see it with clients as well. And I see it even with friends. You know, I've never been a sleeping pill person, but you know, I've seen them be on these things. And, you know, it's a slippery slope, because I also think, with, you know, particularly with alcohol, is it's very insidious. It just sits in under the radar there. And just all of a sudden I was having one glass. Now I'm having two glasses and, you know, and I can't wait for 1 o'clock or, you know, so it's just examining it and going, well, how am I dealing with stress? You know, and how do I reward myself? If I reward myself with that, is that the best way to reward myself, or is there some other way? Because just because society says I've got to celebrate with a bottle of bubbly, do I actually have to do that? You know?
Yep. Or a new pair of shoes or a whatever. Yes.
Yeah. Fill in the blank. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so interesting too, because I think we spend a lot of energy trying to avoid that feeling of overwhelm and not deal with the causes. And so then we do, right? We default to, right? Like, I deserve a drink because I just had a really stressful day or whatever that is. But we actually haven't sat in that for a minute to really feel what it is so that we can get past that emotion instead of just trying to push it away or shove it away somewhere. Because we're not really dealing with that emotion. Like an emotion only lasts 90 seconds, right? But it's our thoughts that re-trigger that emotion, that re-trigger that event, that keeps that emotion and keeps that energy flowing over and over and over again. We have that track in our heads. And so now we can't break through. But if we just can sit for a moment and like, what does it feel like to be like so overwhelmed for a moment, cry, like whatever that is, how do we release that energy? So now we can access a different, more resourceful part of us. Because sometimes we just are completely pushing that away and not dealing with it. And then it comes out like we think we're dealing with it because we're not thinking about it. So we're okay, right? Like, I'm good. I'm a bottle of wine in. I don't have a care in the world, right? And that doesn't work.
Yeah. It's so interesting because I feel like we're giving this information of, right, how do you step out of overwhelm? And here are the things. And I feel like we keep going a step deeper because, right, if I were to bring to the table, which I'm going to, where I start, it is at the primary language, our primary language, the language of our body. It's not even with our thoughts. Like those thoughts, they're going to keep going, but they're being triggered by something that's happening inside of your body. So let's go there. And we don't even have to know the story around it. We don't have to give the narrative around it. We don't have to have the dialogue around it. Let's just go to the body. Let's feel what that is, what you're experiencing in the body. And let's work with that so that we can move that through. And then we can get to the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions and the other parts of it that are coming from that primary language. So we can get to, how do we change the habits? How do we take the small steps? How do we say, you know what, bubbly isn't really what I want. This is what I want. And for me, so it's so interesting because I was listening to the three of you. I was like, yeah, and let's take that a step deeper even, because we each had a different level in there. And it was very cool to talk through that. I did just look at the time and cannot believe that's what happens when there's four of us on a screen, that we just like flew through almost 45 minutes. And before I want to make sure we all have time to kind of give some thoughtful reflection back. What is something that you are hoping somebody walks away from this conversation with that is either actionable or that they can reflect on a little bit more themselves?
I think probably for me, if I, you know, showing some of the parts of my life and being a bit, you know, as open as I can in 45 minutes is that, you know, they feel a bit inspired to just do a check-in even, you know, just to do a bit of a recalibration, a bit of an audit, you know, just check in, you know, what am I, what are some of my habits that perhaps aren't serving me? What are, you know, perhaps my relationship with money, or, you know, like what are some of these things that actually, if I put a bit of a light on it and I had a little look at it, could I make a slight change, or is it fine? Is it all good? You know, remember, fine is frustrated, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. So you don't want to be fine, but you know, you want to be able to, you know, just have a look at it and just check in and even be able to say, you know, in a year's time, which the time's going to pass anyway, you know, what has changed for me? So it's kind of, I guess, if anything, I'd love for people to put a bit of a stake in the ground and say, you know, I'm going to have a wee look here and just see what's going on, do a bit of an audit and go, I'm just going to change maybe that one little thing.
Beautiful. Jen, yeah. How about you?
I think for me, it would probably be to encourage whoever's listening or whoever might see this later to reach out and to speak to the people that you trust and get in community somehow. We started this conversation with collaboration and community and how important that is. You know, don't sit on your own with those uncomfortable feelings or trying to deal with the overwhelm, because as we just talked through, yeah, it doesn't work very well. If you can, you know, get with somebody that you trust and really pick apart a little bit how you're feeling and how you want to feel, what's working, as Carol said, what's working, what's not working, then it makes it so much easier to move forward knowing that you've got support. Because I think the scary part about moving forward and doing something different is, what if I fall over? What if, you know, what if? But if you've got somebody there who knows what you're trying to do, then they can support you. And when you fall over, you can ring them up and go, today sucked. You know, can we just talk about it?
You will fall over. Definitely will fall over. I mean, you know, personal growth doesn't go like this. It goes like this. You know, next week I might not do 5 days of my, you know, second wind workout, but I'll celebrate the days that I have and I'll get back on, because it's the returning straight to, isn't it? You know, like fall forward, you know, fail forward, right? So it's like, okay, I'm failing. Oh, I've done that thing and it's not right. Or I've eaten that stuff that I shouldn't have eaten. I'm back on it, you know, tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, it is celebrating. That's why, you know, we start every episode here around celebrations, is because we can get so stuck in overwhelm or what's going on, is that we skip over the highlights of our week, of our day, of our hour, and we're just moving on to the next thing. And so taking that time, I love what you said, Carol, like, let's just put a stake in the ground, right? And let's just say, like, here I am, and what has gone really well. And it's not a big thing. It's not like we're trying to change the world. We're just trying to find the little sparkle, right? That little crack of light to say, you know what? I tried something and it failed. Like, let's just celebrate that you tried. Let's celebrate that you did something different, so that we can, like, just expand that sparkle into a great big spotlight. Disco light is actually what came to mind when I expand.
Like, we're not talking fires, right? So, no, I'm good. So, yeah, and I think the thread that I want to pull forward started right at the very beginning with the story of the 90 Day Divas, which is seeing each other from across the room and having that intuitive pull to each other. And so that thread that I want to pull through that we talked about in all these different ways is listening to our intuition. Like, we intuitively know. We intuitively know when things are out of alignment, therefore things are starting to feel overwhelmed. We intuitively know that we could reach out to somebody. We feel pulled to reach out to somebody and we don't do it. We intuitively feel like I could put my stake in the ground here, but we question it. Listen to your intuition. It can create amazing things, like the amazing 90 Divas who are here with us today. So, yeah. Mic drop. Well, dude. Louise. Oh, wait, before Louise, not Louise.
You guys are so funny.
So I did share in the chat the information about 9K in 9 days. Where else can people find you if they want to get in touch with you, whether it's that or for other reasons?
The best place to find us is just on our website, because it's we've got a podcast out there. We've got lots of freebies out there that people can take advantage of. That's where they can register for the challenge. And it is just 90daydivas.com, 90daydivas.com.
Beautiful. Louise, do we have anything coming up next? Do we? Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that. Thank us for the banner that runs across the ticker here. Of course we have. Every Friday we are here live, and next week we're unleashing creativity with Paul. Oh, that's going to be fun. Absolutely. And if you can't make the live, you can always catch us on YouTube podcasts. We're out there in the world, and wherever you stream your podcast from, we're there too. So catch us on the replay for sure. You can also check us out on your kickasscareer.com. So that's where you'll find all things going on there. So stay tuned and check it out often, because you never know what kind of changes are coming down the pipe. I just dropped
nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I just dropped something there. So stay tuned, because you just never know. Please reach out and find Kim or I on LinkedIn. We're the Kim Romaine and Louise Neal, so you can't miss us. We're there. So please connect and let us know your thoughts, your comments, your outbursts, whatever you got going on. We'll be happy to help you out. Is that it? Did I do it all?
Yeah, we just want to thank our guests now.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You guys are a riot. I love it. Thank you for having us. It was so fun.
It's so fun.
Thank you. Thank you for getting up early. I mean, Carol, I know you are already awake, but thank you for taking time out of your
very early warning to come spend some time with us.
Oh, you're so, so welcome. Yeah, so welcome.
Yes. I think I can speak for Kim. We are so happy you're in our bubble. It's been just a delight getting to know everyone on the Divas. And it's not the end, I'm
more
sure.
More to come.
More to come. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So thanks everyone for tuning in today. We'll see you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye for now.